The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the experience economy and cash.
Over 2 days, record-breaking earthquakes struck Seattle. The quakes were localized to the city's major stadium, Lumen Field. They lasted for hours, and curiously, they started at roughly the same time each night. But the tremors weren't caused by shifting tectonic plates. It was a Taylor Swift concert that shook the stadium. News outlets called it the Swift Quake. Swift's two-night stop during her Eras tour caused Lumen Field to shake so much, it registered a 2.3 magnitude earthquake. So the nickname isn't an exaggeration. The reading shattered the stadium's previous movement record when a Seahawks touchdown set off a 2.0 magnitude quake in 2011. Events on this scale are rare. Not all artists can get their fans to shake the earth. But if you think this passion for live entertainment is rare too, think again. It has a powerful effect on the U.S. economy, and its strength today is far more than just a temporary surge.
And how so?
Well, American experience goers are a force of nature. They drive massive money flows, and the resulting experience economy is a huge part of what it means to be a U.S. consumer. If you don't believe me, just look at the past year. People jumped at the chance to take part in three cultural moments: Swift's Eras Tour, Beyonce's Renaissance Tour, and the Barbie and Oppenheimer twin film openings, playfully dubbed Barbenheimer. All told, these events contributed an estimated $8.5 billion to the U.S. gross domestic product, or GDP, and that's about as much as the GDP of Monaco, generated by just a few participants in the entertainment industry. It might seem like this is a short-term burst of pent-up energy. After all, the COVID-19 pandemic shut down the experience economy. Folks missed out on events like these for more than a year. Most analysts expected the post-reopening spending bump on things like revenge travel, for instance, to be a one-time blip. But we're years past the pandemic shutdowns, and experience spending is still on the rise. That's because this trend is much stronger and has a much longer history than you might realize.
So let's talk about the history of the experience spending trend.
Consumer spending as a whole has risen about 8% a year since 2000. Yet over the same period, spending on live experiences has surged almost 15% a year. The experience economy has nearly doubled the broader trend over the past 20 plus years. Simply put, when it comes to live events, Americans' wallets are open. There's one key reason for this. Unique experiences are scarce by definition. Cultural events like concerts and Barbenheimer can't be rescheduled. They're take-it-or-leave-it opportunities. If you don't buy a ticket, you've missed your chance to participate. And even if you can watch versions of them at home, you won't have the full experience. Consumers won't stop chasing the latest experiences. That creates opportunities for investors. And more broadly, it's a big win for the U.S. economy. So while the Swift Quake might seem like nothing more than a fun story, it's really part of a larger trend, one that has room to run. Consumer spending accounts for roughly two-thirds of the U.S. economy, so a major slowdown isn't likely if people have jobs and cash to spend. Importantly, folks have more cash on hand right now than you probably realize. Spending money is as American as baseball or apple pie. It keeps the economy humming, and folks simply will not stop spending until they are out of cash. The pandemic stimulus pushed thousands of dollars into the average American's bank account. It is what kept us from falling into a much more painful and prolonged recession in 2020.
But now the narrative in the financial media is that most people have spent all their savings.
And that could not be further from the truth. We can see it by looking at checkable deposits. These represent the total cash held in checking, savings, and money market accounts here in the U.S. Specifically, we're looking at the personal sector checkable deposits. This is money held by households, nonprofit organizations, and non-financial, non-corporate businesses. You can think of it as cash that individuals and small businesses have on hand. So if the economy were about to crash, we would expect these folks to be hurting. But the numbers do not lie. They tell us that America Americans are holding a near record amount of cash, trillions of dollars more than before the pandemic. This group had less than $2 trillion at their disposal before the pandemic, and today that figure has soared to nearly $5 trillion. Now, it is true that the figure has dropped by a few hundred billion from last year's high, but it still amounts to trillions of dollars in excess cash versus just a few years ago. And that means consumers will keep spending. Another interesting detail is that not just the wealthiest consumers holding that extra cash. The most well-off do have a majority of these savings, but even the less well-off are in a much better position than they were before the pandemic. Sure, that situation can't last forever, but it's the reality for now, and it isn't something that will change overnight. So while everyone is worried about an economic downturn, remember, it probably won't happen until this excess cash disappears.
Well, I'd sure like to know who all these people are that have this excess cash laying around, because the people I talk to, they're hurting. But if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.